Let's start in the high desert, where the Snyder Fire is now the deadliest wildfire event in the United States this year. Three firefighters killed, two more hospitalized with burn injuries, 28,000 acres burning along the Colorado-Utah border, and as of early this morning, 0% containment. Colorado Governor Jared Polis has declared a disaster emergency and activated the National Guard. The immediate questions are about resources and terrain. 0% containment on a fire. That size suggests crews have not been able to establish any meaningful perimeter, which tells you something about the wind conditions and the fuel load in that region.
The numbers here deserve context, Marcus. Wildfire fatality events for structural firefighters and wildland crews are relatively rare statistically, but we have now seen a troubling cluster. The terrain along the Colorado-Utah border, high elevation, dry canyon country, strong afternoon updrafts, is notoriously difficult for aerial suppression. When three firefighters die in a single incident, it almost always means either an unexpected wind shift that cuts off escape routes, or a burnover, where the fire overtakes a crew faster than they can deploy their fire shelters. Both scenarios point to how quickly conditions can change, even for experienced teams.
And this is happening in the broader context of what fire managers have been warning about for years. The Western United States has accumulated an enormous wildfire debt, decades of suppression policy that allowed fuel loads to build up across millions of acres. The National Guard deployment will help with evacuation logistics and resource coordination, but it doesn't solve the containment problem, which is fundamentally a weather and terrain challenge. What's your read on the resource picture nationally?
The federal wildland firefighting workforce has been under strain. The National Interagency Fire Center has been dealing with simultaneous draws on resources from multiple states this season. What concerns me about 0% containment on a 28,000-acre fire is that this is early in the summer fire season. We still have July, August, and September ahead, and those are historically the peak months for large fire activity in Colorado and Utah. The Snyder Fire could grow substantially before containment lines are established.
Governor Polis's disaster emergency declaration is the right procedural step. It unlocks state resources, expedites contracting for additional air tankers and hand crews, and positions Colorado to request federal major disaster designation if the situation deteriorates further. But declarations can't conjure water in an arid landscape or calm a wind-driven fire. The families of those three firefighters are at the center of this story. And the community of firefighters nationwide is going to feel this loss deeply. These are people who trained for this, who knew the risks, and who went anyway. That deserves to be said plainly before we move on to anything else.
Agreed, and we'll continue to follow the Snyder Fire. Listeners, if you're in the evacuation warning zones in Garfield or Mesa counties in Colorado, or in Grand County in Utah, please follow local emergency management directions. Now, Marcus, let's move to the Persian Gulf, because the situation there is developing fast.